At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Rennie Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. You and Sip were both at practice yesterday. Saw about 30 minutes of practice time. Anything stand out to you in your 30 minutes of watching practice, Sean? How do you watch 30 minutes of practice?
Yeah, I mean, it was individual drills and kind of more. It wasn't like seven on seven or 11-on-11, so you're not really seeing a lot of drills. But, yeah, you got a good feel for some positional groupings. It looked like Elijah Pritchett was still working as that first left tackle with Teddy Prochazka as the first right tackle. Got a good look at those running backs and you know, the feel you get. Isaiah Mosey, they're really high on him, just from others I've talked to, the freshman. Obviously, they got him, and they had Makai Nelson, who Matt Rhule has already said as, you know, some of the fastest first four or five steps you'll see as a back, and you could see that yesterday. But I really think Mosey is going to be someone we'll be talking about here in about 2 weeks when things are wrapped up, and Arrowhead is a guy that's going to have a promising future in this program.
Sean, you sound dialed in, so let's do a quiz, a tough quiz for you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's do this. You're astute. You can handle this on the fly. Who were the backup guards yesterday on the offensive line? The backup guards.
Well, God, would it be Gibson Pyle would be one of them?
Yes. Good job. You got the – I think he was on the right side.
Jason Machachok.
God, Machachok. You got it. Good. I put you on the spot. It's sort of unfair.
I'll do that to you now, Sip.
That's fair. That's fair, Sean.
Let's all quiz each other. Everyone.
Who was the coach of Nebraska in 1932?
That would have been... hold on.
I don't even know that for sure. I just want to throw you off.
Might have been
Jumbo Steen was in the 20s, buddy.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Day one at you. Buddy.
Machachok and Gibson Pyle were, yeah, good job. You identified that. Mike Eckler spoke yesterday. I don't want to just say what were your takeaways. I'll do this. Are you surprised by how much sort of excitement they're expressing about Archie Wilson, a freshman?
This is what I'll say. Like, I think in general, but Eckler kind of leading the charge, there is just a different tone by some of the assistant coaches as far as their confidence to get up there and say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt like maybe in year one and two, guys were a little bit more careful as far as how they spoke about things and you know, maybe didn't get as confident as we saw Mike Eckler yesterday. But, yeah, the level of Eckler clearly believes in what they're doing. I mean, guys, the special teams a year ago.
Okay.
Were some of the worst that we'd seen at Nebraska. There were 10 block kicks and punts, and was it more than 10, Jake, or did we determine it was 10?
Did you say
it was 11 once?
Yes, it was 10 or 11.
Yes, Jake. Yes, yes.
Well, Jake would probably know better.
10 or 11, we discussed. It was 10 or 11. One of the two, Sean. It was bad.
In the long snapping issues, we've never seen anything like that before. And then, you know, the field goal kicking came on. John Hall, give him credit. He came on as the year went on in that situation. But the snaps were so bad that it was inconsistent. They couldn't do it. And then the punt returns, like the Iowa game being blown on a muff punt inside the 5-yard line.
Oh, God.
I mean, you just think about what they dealt with a year ago, and you know, having two kicks blocked against Greg Schiano and still figuring out a way to win 14-7, probably because the wind was blowing 60 miles an hour for the whole game, that, you know, kind of saved them. That wrecked, I mean, the offense, it was hard to throw the ball that day. So there were a lot of things that you could go back that special teams were a big problem. And I think Mike Eckler feels like they've addressed it with Archie Wilson. They've addressed it with getting another kicker in here to compete. They've got a new long snapper, and they're going to have a whole new approach with the return game. So we'll see where that goes.
Do we expect Kevin Gallick to be the long snapper?
I would be surprised if not. I mean, his Pro Football Focus grade was one of the highest in the country as far as a snapper, but granted, it was a lower level of football. But I wouldn't, you know, Eckler did kind of throw that out, that those guys aren't where they need to be. So I don't know what to take of that, but I've heard nothing that would suggest that he's not going to be the snapper.
Fans are always interested in the single-digit conversation. Where's that stand right now? Dane Key is wearing what, and what is Van Poppel has a five on? Is that right?
Yeah, Dane Key's back at six where he wore at Kentucky. Van Poppel's at five. But, yeah, you've got, I think, four left.
Okay.
And Vincent Shavers is kind of one we don't know. I think he'll keep a single digit, but I think there's going to be some horse trading going on here. Wouldn't surprise me if Dylan Raiola got one and he ends up in number one.
One.
And I could see Vincent Shavers, who his nickname before he got here was V9, wearing number nine. So we'll see where that goes. And there was a leak, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but there was a leak of Emmett Johnson gear being promoted wearing jersey number four. So I don't know if Johnson's going to be number four.
Applied Connect was not involved.
Yes.
That's the problem. Like that. There's been
there's a leak.
A breach in security.
Sean, what was that leak? What was kind of leak? Are we talking
there was
about?
A graphic and like some stuff in a store that was being promoted as Emmett Johnson wearing number four. Now, again, you just don't know in today's world. I mean, there's a lot of fake things out there on social media, so and AI things and everything out there. So you don't really know that for sure. But Emmett Johnson getting one wouldn't surprise me at all.
Sean,
and,
you know, I think. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dylan Raiola, what will interest me is if he does take, say, number one, like, think how many people have bought Dylan Raiola number 15 jerseys.
Yeah.
It's probably the most sold Nebraska football jersey with a name on it, and you know, that we've ever seen for this young of a player, especially. So you got to go buy another one if you want to have the accurate number, if you were to switch jersey numbers.
Sean, do you feel like the loaded question, but Jalen George was full go yesterday. You've sort of talked to me about the significance of Jalen George. What is it? What is the significance of Jalen George being back? He's a defensive lineman. He's a transfer from East Tennessee State.
Yeah, he when you look at his total snap counts, he's played far and away the most football in college of any of the D linemen. He was an all-conference player, high motor, high energy type of guy. Had a setback in the winter, but I know before the setback when he got hurt, everybody was like, wow, this guy's going to help us. He's really got a good attitude, a good motor to him, and now he's back. So you're seeing that again. I think we're going to see him in the rotation. I don't know if he'd be a starter or a black shirt, but I think you're going to see him play in the rotation, which is what you need. You need to have a group of those guys. And when you bring a transfer in like that, that's what you want. And I don't know, we've seen a lot of different ways to bring transfers in here, but it seems to me like if you find a very productive FCS player, those guys tend to work out more than the kind of higher ranked recruit that comes from a big Power Four school that maybe didn't play well at that Power Four school. It can always go in different ways. Like Trey Palmer, though, on the flip side, played a lot better here than he did at LSU. Mm-hmm. So you can see that. But, you know, I think of like Samore Torre, now Andrew Marshall. I mean, some of these guys that come from the FCS schools that are productive players there end up being pretty good here when they get here, too, because of their experience and their feel for the game.
From Sean Callen. Sean, regarding the tight end group, we've seen Lindenmeyer and Harburg and Nelson all get a lot of, you know, similar snaps in the practice we've seen so far. Who do you think will be the guy at that spot, or is it going to be a group basis the whole year?
You're talking tight end, you said?
Yes, tight end, yeah.
I think...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It would not surprise me at all if Lindenmeyer were the outright one, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they threw some oars in there. I think all three are going to play. All three do different things, Carter Nelson being the third. I think the question is, could a fourth guy find his way into the discussion? And, you know, that might be Eric Ingwersen. That might be Caden Ekternock. But I know there's going to be three that are going to play. And, you know, do they have enough with those three? And how will Dana Holgorsen kind of use the tight end? But Lindenmeyer seems to be the one that can block and can do – I mean, he can carry the ball out of the backfield like a fullback, too. I mean, he's a physical player that can do a lot of different things. So I think he will be in a good role. And, you know, Janier Bonner is not a tight end anymore, but he's got, you know, tight end qualities to him. They can shift him around. And he'll have a big role in this offense too. Not necessarily a tight end, but hell, he's probably bigger than Carter Nelson when you line them up.
This is an odd way to put it, I think, Sean. But wouldn't you just say Lindenmeyer's their best tight end?
Right now, he's their most all-around, ready-to-go tight end. I think that is a fair statement to make. Mm-hmm. And he's bought into kind of his role and what it's going to be. And, you know, I think he's a really well-liked guy in the locker room, too. Does all the things you're supposed to do and has a great personality and leadership skills to him. So, yeah, I think he's been a real pleasant surprise that they brought in. And, you know, that's the thing about the walk-on program. You got guys like this. Now you don't have guys coming into Nebraska every year like Luke Lindenmeyer, so it does put more pressure on recruiting because you're not going to be able to have an eraser player like that comes in and, like, oh, wow, we got this walk-on. Now he's good. He's going to play for us. And that was a real advantage for Nebraska football. And it scares me to think, you know, for the next decade, they're not going to have that. Or several years down the road where they're not going to get the true walk-on guys like Luke Lindenmeyer when you can carry 150 guys on a roster.
Yeah, because Lindenmeyer, the other thing, there's a misconception about Lindenmeyer that he can't catch. He can catch. I mean, he can go out and he's fine that way. Probably a little better than fine. What's your feel for how Heinrich Harburg? What's your feel for how Heinrich Harburg's coming along? These guys get tired of me talking about Heinrich.
He's a good athlete. Sean, and in terms of miles per hour, speed, running, you know, he's as fast as there is in the team. So
God dang, he is.
Dana Holgorsen knows that he's got to get playmakers in positions to make plays. That's why I'm confident Harburg is going to have a big role, like a significant role in different ways. And we saw him in the bowl game. So, yeah, I'm excited, guys. I mean, I think they've got a lot there on this offense. And, you know, you hope these tackle positions kind of get sorted out. But after that, I mean, I really think this offense is built to put up some points.
I was going to say, Sean, regarding the offensive line, you see a lot of people, rightfully so, they have hesitance in the fan base about buying into the line, saying, we've heard before, hasn't worked out. Are you right now confident that this line will be better than average this year?
Well, I mean, I didn't think they were terrible last year. I thought the line played. I mean, they were much improved a year ago from where they've been. But this gets lost in the shuffle,
right,
because of the overall, some of the losses they had. But they were a great unit last year at times. And now you have Rocco Spindler plugged in there with his veteran ability. Henry Lutosky, a veteran. Evans, a veteran. And then you've got four tackles that are essentially battling it out for these two spots. I mean, this is the most options they've had. I mean, when you throw Turner Corcoran into the discussion, seven of those top eight guys have been a starter in the SEC, the Big Ten, or Notre Dame. I mean, that's a pretty dang good situation.
Sure.
To have that kind of depth and experience on the line that, you know, you're not just throwing out young players. And I think when you start to analyze some of the issues in the last 20 years in the Nebraska offensive line, they've had to play young guys way too quickly. I mean, I can remember, Sip and I have this conversation, you know, when these true freshmen are playing, it's like, oh, he's the first true freshman to start since Will Shields or this and that. I mean, like, well, that's probably not a good thing because, you know, like, there's a reason why there haven't been a lot of true freshmen or young freshmen, sophomore guys playing in history. It's a hard position to play and be developed as a young player. Well, this is a grown men's line, grown man's line, and it will be interesting to see if they can stay healthy and play at this high level. Because I do think they like the line right now.
What are they going to do with Turner Corcoran, who is, by the way, full go? He was in a regular jersey yesterday for the first time in a long time. What do you do with him?
You know, I think he'll play guard, if I had
okay.
to guess.
Okay, that's what
and
I
think he could plug in as kind of an option at guard. I mean, you just have another guy there, and it's hard to say, but I don't envision Rocco Spindler coming off the field much, and I don't envision Henry Lutosky coming off the field. But, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. What if Evan struggles at center?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to think about that. Maybe he's an option that you can utilize to help that situation out. So the more options you have, that makes lines a lot better.
Sean, I believe – I just want to get your reaction. I think the strength of that line is inside, two guards in the center. I think that's where they're the – those were the – that's where the nastiness is.
No question. I mean, I think Rocco is going to be one of the bigger additions they've added. And it wasn't cheap, but I think when you size it up, that was money well spent. Because think about if you didn't have Rocco Spindler and you're waiting on Turner Corcoran and you'd be really rolling the dice. You'd probably have to do something like, okay, Gunnar Gatula is going to play guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to move some things around. Or you're like, hey, this is Maciej Chalk's time or Gibson Pyle's time. We're going to go with it and see how it goes. There is no, like, we're going to go with it and see how it goes. Like, yeah, we're bringing in a multi-year starter from Notre Dame to start at that guard spot.
True. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Sean sounds like he got good sleep.
Hey, he did. Sounds pretty refreshed.
He sounds fresh. I'll tell you something now. He does a lot. He works.
He's on a regiment.
He's got two daughters. He's always doing stuff. I don't know how he does it, by the way.
He's always regimented like that.
Yeah. He
does Orange Theory.
High energy.
At a high level.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not.
He's fit.
He's
very
I'm
fit.
Telling you, though, I've seen fatigue in Sean lately more than I've ever seen.
Whoa.
He's just got a lot. He's got a lot going on.
Do you go
on.
In and close the door and say, can I talk to you for a second?
Your fatigue level seems high.
What's
going on here?
You say, listen,
we got to talk.
Sean,
I'm concerned about you.
It's normal stuff, but it's interesting to me how it goes. Okay, that was good. That was a good discussion.
Thanks to Sean Callahan for joining us. Before we get to break, a place that's been open for 45 years in business.
What's 45?
Computer Hardware.
Stop it.
Just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Go see Tripp and the team for all your Apple products, phones, watches, computers. You can buy products there or get them fixed at Computer Hardware. 45 years in business.
It feels so comfortable because you know great companies always have access. It's all Windows. When you pull up right there, the parking's great, and then there they are. There's the team. And the team anticipates you walking in. They see you coming in, and they're on it. And then they always feel, oh, it's about the who you know. No, you better have the what you know down behind. So, I know people. Can they fix my computer? Well, no, they can't do that. These guys can.
How comforting is it?
Comforting.
It's an ultra comfort.
For us, but also for everybody.
The world.
Yeah. I mean, we know that if we have an issue, I know that if my phone goes on the fritz right now, I know what I'm doing. I'm going right to
Trip.
We saw it at the old station. You had a meltdown. Your phone quit working. You had a meltdown.
And you went right
you
there,
left
though.
The show early and drove directly to computer hardware.
Yep.
And I'll always remember it. They told me, we'll call you in an hour and let you know what the situation is. And what's your first thought? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
How'd they call you? Your phone was there.
They called. Well, I gave them tricks.
All right. Mark, see?
They called in an hour. That's what they did.
Accountability.
In an hour.
Tripability.
Computer hardware. When we come back, Andy Staples is pissing Nebraska fans off and leaving them off.
Are you kidding me, Andy?
Pissing them off.
Andy. Yeah,
they're pissed. We'll tell you why next early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NEPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.